So where am I right now, you ask? That's what you really want to know, isn't it? Where a gang of this epic coolness, of this rare synergy, could possibly be spending most of their free time together? Well, it's not the local laundrette. Those innocent days are behind me, I'm afraid. I try to keep them going, obviously. In fact, for the first few weeks, I even set up a circle of chairs next to my favourite drying machine and a tray of snacks on top of the coin dispenser. But India wasn't having any of it. Harriet, she said after our seventh game of which washing machine finishes first. We're sixth formers. Don't you think we should maybe hang out somewhere with, I don't know, less dirty underwear lying about? Honestly, I think she was just upset because her machine always finished last. Some people are super competitive. Anyway, after a lot of careful research and analysis, I finally picked somewhere new. A cosy little cafe, less than 50 minutes from my house. And it's actually kind of perfect. There are lanterns everywhere and bright velvet cushions and shelves with interesting books piled high. Little coloured fairy lights are strung from the ceiling all year round. And newspapers featuring multiple crosswords are strewn across the tables, just begging to be filled en masse. There's chocolate cake and ginger biscuits and every kind of coffee you could imagine. Espresso and macchiato, cappuccino and mochaccino. Basically, a lot of drinks with O on the end.